This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Curriculum on artificial intelligence to be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards, says Centre. Child marriage continues to be a social menace in Tripura. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma holds CM Connect program to engage with residents and address local issues. And Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma reaffirms government commitment to sustained transformation in the education sector. The news in detail. The Centre has said that the curriculum on artificial intelligence will be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards. The Ministry of Education has said that this initiative marks a nascent yet significant step towards the ethical use of AI to solve complex challenges, as the technology will be organically embedded from the foundational stage beginning in grade 3. Artificial intelligence and computational thinking will reinforce the concept of learning, thinking and teaching and will gradually expand towards the idea of AI for public good. Child marriage continues to be a social menace in Tripura. Under the Department of Social Welfare and Social Education, the Child Helpline Unit has successfully prevented 25 child marriages across Kowai District in the past 6 months. According to Child Helpline Protection Officer Sangeeta Debnath, despite continuous awareness campaigns being conducted in remote villages through the helpline, several incidents of child marriage are still taking place secretly in different areas. She further informed that in the last 1 month alone, 6 child marriages were stopped in 2 subdivisions of Kowai District. The protection officer emphasized that active cooperation from every section of society is essential to eradicate the social evil of child marriage from Tripura completely. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday held a CM Connect program at Thangsnim Maukundro Block, East Khasi Hills District, to engage with residents and address local issues. Responding to community concerns, he announced 13.35 crore rupees for the Jongsha Thinroid Bridge and funding for an artificial turf near the Maukundro Indoor Stadium. Mr. Sangma also revealed plans to establish 1,700 new mini Anganwadi centres, allocate 60 lakh rupees for repairs and improve power infrastructure. He assured action on strengthening veterinary services and exploring the feasibility of new educational institutions and water supply projects. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma attended the Meghalaya Programme for Adolescent Wellbeing, Empowerment and Resilience Education Action Conclave 2025 in Shillong yesterday and reaffirmed the government's commitment to sustained transformation in the education sector. Reflecting on challenges since 2018, he noted issues surrounding ad hoc and SSA teachers and the need to rationalize schools with low enrollment. He announced steps towards a standardized payment structure and a synergized school system to optimize resources while ensuring quality education. Mr. Sangma emphasized that education reform is a long-term process and called on educators and stakeholders to collaborate in building a stronger foundation for Meghalaya's future. Union Minister of State, Independent Charge for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has lauded the India Meteorological Department for its enhanced weather forecasting and early warning services for the state of Mizoram. After reviewing IMD's operations in Mizoram on Wednesday, Dr. Singh commended the department's enhanced weather forecast and early warning systems. In a hilly northeastern state like Mizoram, one of the greatest challenges is timely and accurate forecasting of rainfall, landslides and flash floods, the minister said. Commendable work has been done for the welfare of Mizoram since the establishment of the IMD office in Aizawl, Dr. Singh noted. The IMD officials are continuously striving to enhance the accuracy and accessibility of weather services in Mizoram. He commended the IMD for adopting advanced forecasting systems and urged that each village and block in Mizoram receives the benefits of these services. The minister also urged for the expedited completion of the Doppler weather radar at Aizawl and improved last-mile dissemination of weather warnings in the local Mizo language. The Imphal East District Administration, Manipur, distributed edible items and winter clothes to internally displaced persons who are taking shelter at different relief camps opened in the district. They're taking shelter in the relief camps after the ethnic crisis broke out in Manipur since May 2023. Around 400 internally displaced families taking shelter at 4 relief camps were given the relief items yesterday. In Arunachal Pradesh, a sensitization workshop for tea garden owners and managers on key maternal, newborn and child health services for Namsai and Changlang districts was held at the DC's Conference Hall, Namsai, on Wednesday. The program, chaired by the Deputy Commissioner, was attended by senior officials. The initiative was a first of its kind in Arunachal, where tea garden owners and managers have been comprehensively oriented on the health programs. In Manipur, Unity March will be held at various places in connection with the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Rajya Sabha MP from Manipur, Maharaja Leshamba Sanajoba, will flag off the Unity March from Imphal West DC compound. The march will culminate at Maharaja Buddhachandra College in Palace compound of Imphal East. In Tamilnam district, the Unity March will be flagged off from Jadunan Park to Apollo Ground. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the two-day Arunachal Pradesh Reverse Buyer-Seller Meet 2025 at Itanagar yesterday. The Chief Minister lauded the Indian Chamber of Commerce, which is into its 100th year since inception, for partnering with the state government in promoting Arunachal Pradesh as a new hub for organic, natural and value-driven products. Mr. Khandu underlined the government's vision to transform Arunachal Pradesh from a producer state to an export-oriented economy. He cited several initiatives undertaken by the state in collaboration with national agencies to identify exportable products, improve agri-infrastructure and provide international branding support. To enhance road safety and ensure that drivers understand traffic rules and regulations for smooth and secure movement of vehicles on highways, Ribhoi Police in Meghalaya yesterday conducted a live demonstration for drivers of both heavy and light vehicles. The objective was to educate them on the proper lanes and directions to follow while driving on highways to prevent road mishaps and accidents. The demonstration took place along the Umsning Bypass under the supervision of Additional Superintendent of Police, Orville Massar, with the participation of officers and personnel from the traffic branch. Since the implementation of stricter measures, there has been a significant decline in cases of illegal parking and reckless driving, resulting in a noticeable reduction in road accidents and collisions in Ribhoi. Special Superintendent of Police Vivekanand Singh Rathore stated that this initiative, demonstrating through practical examples, aims to educate drivers on safe driving behavior to minimize road mishaps and ensure public safety. Mr. Rathore said, the police will continue to reinforce safety practices to ensure secure and accident-free passage for commuters on the highways. The Red Run 3.0, a national-level event promoting HIV awareness and healthy living, brought together over 600 participants at the Agri-Expo at Chumuka Dima yesterday, showcasing the spirit of fitness, solidarity and youth engagement in Nagaland. The event saw 136 runners comprising 69 men and 67 women competing in the 10 kilometers competitive category, while 528 participants joined the 2-kilometer open run. V. Hekali Zimomi, Additional Secretary and Director General National AIDS Control Organization, emphasized that with 40% of India's population below the age of 29, it is vital to equip young people with accurate information and youth-friendly health services. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Curriculum on artificial intelligence to be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards, says Centre. Child marriage continues to be a social menace in Tripura. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma holds CM Connect program to engage with residents and address local issues. And Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma reaffirms government commitment to sustain transformation in the education sector. And with that, we've come to the end of the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.